Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're joined now from somewhere deep in the snowy part of Utah. Is it Utah?
I've been in the Rocky Mountains.
Okay.
The Western Rockies in the snow, we'll call it that.
Joined now from there by the student of the gun himself, Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Have I had the whole discussion with you about the SIG P320? Have we had that?
I think we talked about it a little bit. You said you had kind of an epiphanous moment. You had an epiphany, did you not, regarding that?
Well, not necessarily an epiphany. What I had was a malfunction. And let me describe the malfunction to you. So the trigger on the M18 went back and stayed back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, my first thought, I had put this Icarus Precision aircraft grade aluminum lower on this gun. I mean, everything was lined up. As far as ergos and everything, this was like a dream. And my first thought was that, okay, so this, apparently it's out of tolerance on the inside here because it's got to be grinding against something, right?
Right.
Pull it apart and I look at it and no, it isn't. There's nothing touching anything in there. And so the only thing I have at hand at the moment, because I'm on a range and I'm here to film this gun, and the only thing I have available to me to try to break it loose is WD-40. Not my first choice, but, you know, anyway.
So you gotta do what you gotta do.
I pull out the FCU out of the gun and I hose it down. And then I start working it and I get it to where it will finally move back and forth and it's gritty and it's gravelly and it's like that outside of the gun. So I put it back in the gun and then I start running the gun. And a few times I had to actually take my finger and push the trigger forward. So first thing I did was I called SIG up. And guess what? SIG said, hey, we knew about that kind of problem. We see it from time to time. It's not a usual problem. They have other usual problems, I guess. But this was a problem that they were aware of. And so the only way that I could get it fixed, there was no breakdown or video. This was a manufacturer-level service.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, everybody's telling me, well, you broke a spring, or it's a this, or it's a that. And no, it wasn't. I had to send the whole gun in as it was. So I did. And I got it back, and the day that I got it back, I sold it. Now, what is your opinion of the SIG P320M series?
Well, I don't have a lot of experience with it, quite frankly. I used to be really close with SIG, and you remember when they came out with the P250,
right,
which was the precursor.
Right.
And I actually had one of those kits, one of the full size compact kits that they had. You got two frames, four magazines, two slides, one fire control kit. So you could make it a duty gun or you could make it a concealed carry gun. And when I got it, my first thought was, this is strange. And then I discovered, wow, it worked really well.
Right.
Worked really well. But apparently people weren't excited about it because it was an exposed hammer gun. Right. And so they're like, well, all right, we tried that one. Let's try something else. And of course, lo and behold, now we have the P320. I didn't have a problem with the 250. The 250 was smooth as glass. The trigger on it was smooth as glass. I was actually pleasantly surprised at how well it shot and how smooth it felt. But for some reason, you know, somebody said it's not good enough and we can't do this. So like, okay, whatever. The truth is I'm at the point now in my life where there are so many striker fired guns that are good,
right,
affordable and reliable,
right,
that I don't need to go searching for new ones. You know what I mean, brother? It's like, I don't need to go search. And so when they came out with the 320, especially when the Army decided they had to have a frame mounted, manual safety and all this not, and when the Army released their propaganda campaign trying to justify the umpteen $1 million they were spending on this thing. Do you remember when they sent some major out to do the propaganda campaign on this new gun, on the X-18 or what do they call it? The P-18, X-18, PXN.
The M-17 and the M-18.
And people are going to laugh at me like, I thought you were a gun guy. It's like, dude, I'm not that excited about it. But when they sent that guy out, he did things like he said, an Army major, he's either major or light colonel or something, said, for the first time in history, soldiers would be able to fire their handguns and engage one-handed. This isn't a printed article of an interview. That's like, excuse me, bacon powder. Let me read that again. Do what now? Yes. So for the first, and it was going to be more powerful. This was now a more powerful handgun than the predecessor. Now, I'm not a scientist and I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but I'm not really sure how the SIG pistol is more powerful than a Beretta pistol when it shoots the exact same cartridge. But I don't, I'm not a lieutenant colonel in the Army propaganda department, so I don't know.
I don't know. Do you think, given that rank, that they know more about a gun than you do? My first sergeant used to qualify with his 1911 because we ran the range. And he would qualify with his 1911 one-handed, sideways. He'd get out there and go all Miami Vice on us.
Yeah, like your great-grandpa would.
Qualified expert every time.
Qualified
expert every time. And, he used to take me to the range and shoot his Garand and everything else. Dude knew how to shoot. And I don't remember being taught how to shoot the 45. They just handed it to me. Okay, so you're an M60 gunner? All right, you get the 45 as well. Gee, thanks. Don't shoot yourself with it. Oh,
good advice. Yeah, don't hurt yourself with it.
The good advice. Don't lose it either. Put it in this, put this lanyard on it.
Yeah. Put the dummy cord on it.
Yeah.
This dummy cord on your gun in case you drop it.
Yeah. Got a nice tanker's holster to carry it in and everything else, but... Yeah, I don't want to be shot with anything. I don't even want to be shot
with anything. No, I don't want to be shot with anything, but to go out and say that the M18 is a more powerful gun than the M9 Beretta is just
silly
sophistry.
Yeah.
It's I don't want to say bad words, but it's fornicated, it's retarded.
Yes, thank you. Well, listen, we're coming up on the first break. You can find Mr. Markle at studentofthegun.com. Student of the Gun will, when you get there, that's the portal. It's like the portal in Stargate. You don't really know where you're going to go when you enter the portal, but it's going to be cool. And you're going to like it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun, and we were just talking about, were you in the service in the 80s? You were, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I went in. I became a United States Marine in April of 1987.
Okay. So you came in after we had switched to the Beretta.
Well, after we technically had switched to the Beretta.
Right, right.
Yeah, because I didn't actually hold one in my hot little hands until 1988. Because it takes, you know, Well, it's like we talked about off air, the cool guys get them first, and it takes a long time to filter down to the masses.
Yeah.
So I spent my first 2 years in the Corps carrying a 1911.
Which I was just telling Paul, my 1911, it was made by Ithaca, probably during World War II.
Oh, definitely during World War II.
It had no finish on it. It had just all, I wish I could find, I would have that gun today. It had the very bare minimum of anything that you would call a sight, it had it.
Oh, yeah, a little bump on the front?
Yeah.
A little, tiny little bump.
Yeah.
That you could barely discern from the, and the old guys, they would tell you it didn't matter. They're like, just line the slide up with what you want to shoot.
Aim it like a, they used to tell me, aim it like a Claymore. Aim it like a Claymore. And I'd be like, you mean to where I don't, the edge disappears and all I see is the target.
Front towards enemy.
Yeah, yeah, that one. So, anyway. So, you know, I had really put a lot of investment in my head in the SIG P320 because I could draw a face with that gun. The accuracy in my hand with that angle just worked. But one thing I did know because I have like I've got a combat master from Terran Tactical.
Mm-hmm.
I know with the Glock, if somebody shaves the grip a little bit, that I can shoot that gun and I can shoot it just as accurately. But there has to be something done to it. So I got rid of all. As a matter of fact, a listener. A guy getting out of the Navy very, very shortly. I think he's an armorer in the Navy because he knows all about all the problems of the M17 and the M18. He told me when I said I was going to buy it, he called me and told me I'll buy it from you. So he'd already paid me for it before it ever came back from SIG. So then I just turned it around and sent it to him.
Well, there you go.
But he knows how to deal with all the little problems. I don't know how to deal with all the little problems. I haven't gone to any school. So for a little bit, I've been running around here carrying a Staccato because that grip angle just works. Staccato C2 is about the size of a Glock 19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all good for me. But then I thought to myself, you know, I got all this Glock stuff. I got all this Glock stuff. I had this old rifle. It was an old lever gun. It wasn't really something I used, and I called a friend of mine who has a pawn shop, and I said, would you take this on trade towards some sort of a Glock? So I went in there, and when I got there,
he's like, are you kidding? Yes.
Yeah, well, he had a Glock 19X.
Now, yes, the 19X ray.
Yeah, I happen to think that particular configuration of a Glock is a really well thought out one. I actually wish they would come out with a Glock 19 grip with a Glock 26 slide on top of it. I wish they would.
Well, brother, have you shot the 48 yet?
I have not.
You need to get a 48 in your hand and shoot it. You'll like it.
Now,
but the X26 is also the G45, only it's black.
Right.
So did you pick that up?
I did.
Did you pick up the 19 X-ray?
I did.
Do you have a lanyard on it so you don't lose it?
Yeah, I hang it around my neck. With a choker collar. That lets me know when it's getting loose and I need to get to.
You know what's funny about that?
Yeah.
It's how they added that extra large lanyard loop on it for military specifications, but the Glock 17 has had a lanyard hole the entire time
since
the 1980s.
I remember that. I've got even
that hole in the back of the 17 is for a lanyard.
Yeah, I have no doubt about it. I have no doubt about it. So, that's the gun I've been carrying because this gun has been loved. It has been shot. I pulled it apart. It's in fine functioning order, and I haven't had a chance to shoot it yet. My Terran Tactical Combat Master is a Glock 45. So, I'm sitting here. And as I'm looking at the 19 X-ray, that was the one that was competing against the M17 and the M18, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's one that they should have bought, but they're idiots. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Well, it's not
slander. But the army is run by the bunch of pogues, bunch of chair-warming idiots. They didn't want to buy a gun that had a 40-year track record.
Right.
See, originally, when the Glock came out and the Austrian army adopted it, the U.S. Army said, no, it's too new, can't rely on it, doesn't have a track record, blah, 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 blah. Like, okay, plus we're going to trade missiles in Italy or some kind of crap. Like, okay. So now, 40 years later, the Glock 17 is the number one pistol in the world, has a stellar track record when it comes to handguns. And what does the Army do? Let's buy a gun that has no track record whatsoever.
Well, it did. It did have a track record. It's just bad.
Yeah, it had a bad track record. You know?
Yeah.
It had a relatively short lifespan so far and a bad track record. I can only imagine the amount of money spent on Coke, hookers, steak, and cigars by the SIG team at the Pentagon. It would have to be astronomical. It would make Tony Montana blush.
Do you know who Adam Curry is?
Yeah, I know who Adam Curry is.
You sound a lot like Adam
Curry. He's the Podfather.
Yeah, he's the Podfather. He's the guy.
He's the Podfather. He's the OG of podcasting.
But just now, you were sounding a lot like No Agenda. I was like, come and partake of our hookers and blow, that kind of thing. I was like, oh, okay.
That's how things get done at the Pentagon, man. They send those dudes down there from SIG, and they schmooze those 1-2-3-star generals, take them out, get them laid, buy them Coke or whatever, you know, steaks and cigars, and then
the 3-star pogues.
You know, Bob's your uncle, and here we go. We got a multi-million-dollar, $100 million contract.
Damn shit.
You want to talk about lunacy?
Well,
let's talk about the Army deciding that they have to have. Okay.
Hang on. We're coming up on the break. We can talk about lunacy if you want to. I have no problem talking about lunacy. Studentofthegun.com. Go check out the store. Jared Markle has set up the store, and he has moved on, and he's doing other things now. But the store is still there, and Zach, who's actually the brains, he's the one that makes everything execute and fire and upload and gets the resolution right. They're stunning array of things at studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Another missile attack by Russia hit critical infrastructure in Ukraine. Water supply was damaged. The message from the governor of Kiev region said the attack was massive. Viruses may be at their peak. Tim Berg has more.
The U.S. has been hit hard by a combination of the common cold, RSV, strep throat, the flu, and COVID this year. But new data indicates there may be a light at the end of the tunnel. The CDC estimates there have been 13 million illnesses, 120,000 hospitalizations, and 7,300 deaths, including 21 pediatric. from the seasonal flu, but some experts believe we may be close to peaking based on new data.
Pennsylvania and New York say goodbye to a significant winter storm as it moves into New England over the next few days. More than 9 inches of snow fell in parts of northeast Pennsylvania. Dave Collins, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle. He's a student of the gun. We're just sort of free-forming right now, and we're both military veterans, so we can say the things we're saying, and if some of you find that offensive, well, tough. Now, we were talking...
Well, actually, I had an instructor many years ago, and he told me how to deal with hurt feelings like that.
Yeah.
He said, I need you to go to Walgreens. He said, I want you to go to aisle 4, either on the left-hand side, bottom shelf. He says, you're going to find the Vagisil. Go ahead and pick up a tube and apply it to the needed area for your hurt feelings.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Anyway. Now, my understanding is that among the special operations crowd, prior to the 19 X-ray and the 40, Glock 45, lots of them like to pick up Glock 19s. Am I right about
that? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you're a Tier 1 unit and you get to just buy whatever you want, yeah, those guys were all carrying Glocks overseas. For a while there, they lost their minds and were carrying 40 Glocks. But then the armors We're picking up Glock pieces off the floor, and they're like, you're going to stop doing that. You're going to buy nines. And word of the wise advice, if you have a 40 caliber anything and you actually shoot it and you've shot it for a while, this is me giving your audience free advice. I want you to disassemble that thing all the way down to the armorer's level and then figure out how many pieces have cracks and breaks and so forth, because if you shot it for a while, they're going to be there. They just do. They break themselves. I know a lot of people are like, no, I love my 40. It's great. I'm like, that's cool. And I love it too. But the reality is reality. And that gun was designed for a 9mm, and they just slapped the 40 barrel in it, and the pieces are going to break.
Yeah. I remember when that gun came out, I was of the impression, because everybody said the 40s had chopped down 10, and I didn't know that much about gun design or anything. I just thought, okay, surely no lunatics would put a cartridge that's a chopped down 10 in a gun that couldn't handle the pounding. So I bought it, but it was such a new gun that I couldn't find ammo for it initially.
Oh yeah, I was on the wagon. I got one for as a birthday gift in 1993, or no, Christmas of 93. I got a Glock 23. My wife bought it for me. I was chomping at the bit to get it. Couldn't wait. And I got like two boxes of Winchester, I don't know, whatever SXT or something like that.
Right.
And I still own the gun. It has a 9mm barrel in it now, and it has a new trigger pin and it has all new pins and everything. But yeah, and we live and learn, you know, that's why we have these conversations, man. That's, we live and learn. That's why if you're going to be the Army, you might want to buy a pistol that has a 40-year track record, not one that has a 5-year track record.
Well, I mean, heretofore, what I have done, like with Glocks, I've never used with the newer generations, they come with back straps.
Mm-hmm.
And the back strap is designed, I guess, to change the angle of the grip. And
yeah.
And that's always been my gripe about them is that, well, the angle of the grip is so bad that I'm pushing it low and left because of this grip angle. And I've never thought, it comes with all these things. So this time, this one did not come with all of the back straps that normally, you know, you normally get like 6. And, but I put a back strap on this one and it's secured to it. And, I was going to do Super Dave likes to chop his down and he just sort of fills in a little bit of the gap and everything. But you can only do that so far because then it's only held together with a pin. That lower part of it actually snaps in place, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Super Dave is kind of a terrorist with a Dremel tool. So.
Right now, Super Dave is in a funk. You ought to give him a call.
I should make him some chili and ship it to him.
Well, you could make him some chili, but I mean, he just had his heart ablation. And he's, because of that, you know, he's trying, it knocked him for a loop. Which heart procedures do that. I've had one myself, and I mean, it's very hard to recover from that. So he's in the middle of his trying to recover from it.
Roger that.
But anyway, I digress. Anyway, so I guess right now my carry gun is going to be this 19 X-ray, because my understanding is all these guys that were carrying 19s, now all the guys that were instructors for these various spec ops teams. They say if it was up to me, everybody had this Glock 45.
Oh yes, I did not realize that until I don't know last spring or summer how Glock was in the process of converting the American law enforement to the 45, to the G45, not 45 ACP.
Right.
We got the G45 model. People get all bunched. They're like, "What are you bringing their current 45s again?" No, no. Deep breath. Now, 45 ACP, the G45, which is the black version of the X19.
Right.
And I've got a really good friend of mine who I respect, and I was talking to him, and he said our sheriff's department bought them, converted to them. He goes, "Dude, I love them. They're fantastic." And I actually have one on order. We're going to put our, you know, we came up with a Glock-specific 9mm specific sight called the AccuRate sight in conjunction with night vision. And the reason we did it was, if you know anything about the standard plastic out of the box Glock sights,
right,
the little, what Jaeger called the dust covers.
Right.
So they're not really sights. They're just there to keep the dust out of the sight channels until you put a good sight on there.
Right.
But if you use the dust covers, the guns shoot, you shoot high because they're so, the front sight's so low, that you naturally, when you aim it, you're tilting the gun up, and the farther away from the target you get, the higher your rounds go. So then people start playing this compensation game, and I'm like, ugh. So with night vision, what we did is, as we said, several different heights, you know, rear height sights, rear sight heights, front sight heights. That's a lot of heights, I know. And I came up with a tritium, steel tritium front sight for a Glock 17 that is point of aim, point of impact, 9mm from 5 yards to 50 feet.
Wow.
With, you know, no deviation. And the reason is because, well, that every cop in America qualifies between 3 and 5 yards and 50 feet and everything in between. So you don't have to worry. You just put those sights on there. They're pretty. It's a super bright tritium front sight with a translucent polymer holding the vial in place. So they're fantastic sights. Night vision's up in Michigan, and the sights are called the AccuRate, A-C-C-U-R-8, from Student of the Gun. And that you can get them for all of your standard Glock models and like some Smith & Wessons and so forth. But, yeah, we're going to take our G45 and our AccuRate sights on it, and it's going to be probably the perfect fighting handgun.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to, get some details on that. That sounds like something I might need to put on my 19 X-ray. Coming up on the last break, studentofthegun.com. That is Paul's website. There you can find the podcast and the videos and the Apple show and all this other stuff. And it's a good time. You get some instruction. You can buy some of the stuff. They have a blowout kit. And everybody needs to be carrying a blowout kit. You might need multiples. Have one in the car. Have one in your pocket. Have one in your pack. Whatever you're doing. In any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. And so this, would you send me links to these sites so I can maybe get...
I absolutely will.
Yeah.
When we're done, I will hook you up and we'll make sure that you have a set of those sites for your 19 X-ray.
So...
And speaking of Glock,
yeah.
Yours... would be very cross with me if I finished the show and did not talk about, well, it's our Christmas giveaway every year.
Oh.
For the last several years, we do a gift of the day advent calendar. So for leading up to the 24 days leading to Christmas, we do we give away a bunch of stuff. And as you'd expect, it gets better and better and better, you know, as you get closer to Christmas. Well, the grand prize winner, the top dog when it comes to the end, is going to win a Glock firearm that has previously been unreleased. It is going to be a brand new Glock firearm model that you cannot purchase right now in any store.
Really?
And you will not know about until SHOT Show 2023. So you say, and your audience just got all excited. They got a little perked up. Go to our socialist media, whether it's our socialist media on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, or you just go to SOTG giveaway,
right?
And it costs you nothing. You just sign up and follow the very simple instructions, and you can win lots of cool stuff, including, you know, the day before Christmas, you might win a brand new Glock pistol
that you can't buy anywhere.
They're not available yet. We worked a deal with Glock, and one of our dedicated fans who follows the rules is going to win a brand new Glock model pistol that is right now being embargoed. I would get in trouble if I said the model and if I said the details.
You don't have to give that out. You don't have to give that out. That's interesting.
Yes. That's what you get for being a fan of Student of the Gun, man.
Well, you know, the reason I don't do giveaways is in my state that's not allowed.
I wish you could see the view that I see. I'm looking at a snow-covered mountain, and it's like Jack Frost blew in and flocked and frosted all of the trees.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, so, okay. And I wanted to talk about something simply because Paul sent me some pictures earlier today, and you've been socked in with a little bit of snow. You have, where did you get this military truck that you got a hold of?
Okay, it's a 1977 Dodge Power Wagon.
Yeah.
And they call them the CUCV, the Civilian Utility Cargo Vehicle, the CUCV. And I remember seeing these things buzzing around the you know, buzzing around the bases when I was done. Well, a very good friend of ours who started out as a fan of the show, and now he's a friend of the family, is a skilled mechanic. And he got one of these at auction, and over a period of a few years, completely rebuilt it, put in, you know, new electronics and everything. The body is obviously original. It's got big old tires on it. It's got the external locking hubs. You know, for those of you young people with four-wheel drives,
yeah,
the old people used to have to get out, go up to the front tires, and lock the hubs for four-wheel drive.
By hand.
By hand. So it's a ranch vehicle now. It's now a ranch vehicle. We call it a war wagon. And it's tricked out, and it's not just a war wagon. It's a snow monster. It's an abominable snow monster. That thing will go in the snow. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. The reason I was asking is because when I was stationed at Fort Campbell, we had those.
Yeah.
You know, everybody had Humvees, but we had those. And with the Humvee part of it, we would have to do post cleanup. So nobody took out the Humvees, and we took out the pickup trucks. And I tried for a week to get my Dodge pickup truck stuck. And it would not get stuck no matter what I did. And then after a while, then I started having guys in the back of the bed of the truck. And there'd be another sergeant with me in the cab of the truck, and we saw like this long expanse of muddy dirt road in front of us with a puddle that had to have been up to the sheet metal on the truck. And I'm looking at the sergeant. I'm a sergeant. We're both sergeants, and we're like first sergeant. And we were both worked for the first sergeant directly. We were like, "Hey, he'll kill us if we get it stuck. Let's see if we can get it stuck." So I hit it, and I did a little, you know, I was doing a little fishtailing and everything else, and the guys in the back were giving me that weight in the back and everything, and I just pulled right through it just like it was no big deal. And ever since then, I mean, they're not exactly the fastest things on the road, but if you find one in decent shape, you can pretty much go wherever you need to go, whenever you need to go. So
and if you throw chains on the, if you throw snow chains on the back tire,
right.
You take that thing to Antarctica, man. You're not getting stuck.
Those things. I've long had forgotten about that. Then you sent me that picture, and that brought a lot of stuff back earlier today. So that was fun. That was a fun remembrance and everything. And you have a ranch? It just occurred to me. You have a ranch?
Well, I'm on a ranch. I kind of go back and forth between ranches and Wyoming and ranches in Utah. So I'm like in the foothills of the Rockies in Utah, or I'm in the foothills of the Rockies of Wyoming. You know, take your pick depending on what day it is and what month it is.
Right.
So I'm in the mountains. Okay. Away from people,
right?
Where I need to be.
Now, do you still train people?
Oh yeah, we train people.
We've
got a precision rifle class coming up this summer. We've actually got two. We've got a basic and an advanced this year.
And do they come to you, or do you go to them, or how does that work?
Oh no, they come to us. Oh. They come to the ranch.
Okay.
We have a ranch, a fully appointed ranch range. Long range with targets out to 1.5 miles, yes, which we have hit, but you don't hit it with everything. There's only so many rifles that will hit a 1.5 mile target. But we've got 1,000-yard berms, mile berms, 1,400 yards, and everything, you know, in between. And it's high elevation. The range is at 7,300 feet above sea level, so you get to cheat with your rifles at high elevation.
Right.
You don't realize when you shoot east of the Mississippi at 100 feet above sea level, you don't realize how good bullets can perform until you get up high in the air center. And we generally get every student, if they have a good rifle, unless they bring a 308 or a good size center fire, we get everybody on the 1,000-yard target by the end of the second day.
That sounds like a fun class. I've never taken a precision rifle class. But I, then again, I don't own a precision rifle at the moment. I am seriously considering one, but, you know, I wouldn't even know where to start nowadays. Nowadays, the precision rifles that I see out there are a really interesting affair. They do not look like the like my uncle's deer rifle. They have evolved. So I don't even know what I would. And have you seen the have you seen these guys with these little shorty precision rifles?
Maybe.
Little bolt.
You mean like short barreled rifles with big cans on them? Yeah.
Yeah, little bolt guns, you know, and really small. And they're like, oh, this will get way out there. And I'm like, how? And if that'll get way out there, why do we have these other ones? I don't know anything about them. So anyway.
Well, you know, physics is physics. And it's kind of like, why don't we just buy a new pistol for the Army?
Yeah. Anyway, before we run out of time, thank you very much for taking the time to join me.
No problem. It's been a pleasure.
I envy your view, and I envy you that pickup truck and all the fun you're probably having where you're at and everything. Give my regards to the family. And, yeah, thanks.
No problem.
Hour number two is inbound. Go check out Paul at Student of the Gun, SOTG. Is the abbreviation studentofthegun.com. I'll get it out there. I say these kind of things all the day. All the time, all the day. I am a semi-professional. English is my first language. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.